tweet at Today SOR.
So we're still trying to get in touch with Evelyn O'Rourke, but I'm just looking at the notes. Evelyn, in fact, went along to meet up with two different charity efforts involving motorcyclists at a lock-up for the registered charity Blood Bikes East off the Long Mile Road just outside Dublin. And starting with Blood Bikes East, it's a voluntary organisation which usually provides free emergency medical transport of blood and medicines to hospitals in Dublin and Leinster with an out-of-hours emergency service. And the way it works is the motorbike riders, they volunteer, the volunteers, they sign up for a shift, then they wait for a call from their controller, and then they head off to a hospital, sign out the delivery and drive to the drop-off location and head on. But by using this free service, they save hospitals from using ambulance staff. And now, of course, their workload has increased since the start of the COVID-19 situation because they're transporting coronavirus samples to labs and hospitals. Here's David Donnelly speaking to Evelyn. He's head of fundraising. He tells her more about the work of Blood Bikes East.
We are a volunteer organisation. There are 130 volunteers. We supply free delivery service for 22 hospitals in Dublin and families with 6 children. We also link up with our colleagues in Blood Bikes West, which is the west of Ireland, Blood Bikes South, Blood Bikes in the northern counties, to supply as much as possible a nationwide service. So demand for our service has escalated tremendously. In the last quarter compared to the same quarter in 2019, we have had a 25% plus escalation in demand for our service. Our volunteers are so good that April is fully booked for all the shifts.
But tell me, you're actually transporting samples.
Yes, we always do. We transport samples all the time. This time, obviously, we're transporting COVID-19 samples as well to the virus labs. Our highest volume of samples was last weekend when we took 60 samples in one delivery. Our fuel costs have increased. We've been very lucky that Maxol have stepped up and they've offered us now for the next 4 months to provide us with free fuel for all our vehicles. This is really important and we really need to make sure that we keep on top of this. From my own personal experience, a few weekends ago, I was working on the backup shift for the night and we got a planned call for 3:30 in the morning on Sunday morning to go out past Lusk there to one of the garages to pick up a sample and meet up with one of our colleagues. They'd brought it from Letterkenny and then I travelled in then into the virus lab in UCD with it. When we deliver normally at night time, there is a chute that we put the samples into, and the whole job from my end was done between 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. So demand for our service has escalated tremendously.
And that's David Donnelly there from Blood Bikes East. And Evelyn O'Rourke is now on the line. Evelyn, I gather they have been inundated with volunteers offering to drive the samples, but there's other help they could do with?
Yes, they could do with some more help, Sean. I mean, for example, he's saying even the admin work that's around it is so busy. And you can do all that from home if it suits you to sign up to that. They also need support with social media work. But the other thing that's interesting is that some companies are getting in touch saying that they usually have corporate entertainment budgets, for example, that they're not using, obviously, at the moment. And they're suggesting maybe people would think about sending that money in the direction of organisations like themselves. But I also spoke to Aidan Collins, Sean, and he's another volunteer. And he told me more about why people are signing up for this particular charity.
So since the COVID pandemic kicked off, we have been extra busy. We've had to put on some extra shifts at night, specifically for COVID samples, because they're getting such a volume that in some cases we can't even use the bikes. We've had to use our cars because physically we don't have space on the bikes. We cover the shift from 7 o'clock in the evening until 6 a.m. in the morning on a regular weekday. And then at the weekends, we provide 24/7 across a number of shifts. All our client hospitals have our controller's number. So they phone the controller and say they have X number of samples and they need to go to the virus lab or to Vincent's or whatever. So the controller reaches out to the rider who's on shift. So that rider goes to the hospital who has the sample and gets the docket signed, picks up the sample, and then brings it to either the virus lab or Vincent's or wherever it needs to go. They countersign receipt. And job is done. The rider tells the controller he's now available again and sends them a copy of the docket sheet so they know it's all done and dusted and we have track and trace.
But the hours you were doing, hours when everyone else is sleep?
Well, as an insomniac, for me, it's easy. I suppose for the hospitals, there's a lot of traffic during the day, so they have opportunity to have their items transported. At night, as you say, it's a little more antisocial, so that's where we come in. And I think the two key reasons that people volunteer are, one, they get a chance to play on the motorbike, guilt-free. And the second one, which is sort of related, is it's an opportunity to give back whilst doing something that you enjoy. It's a very important service, and we have members of the public come up to us a lot. You could be sitting at a traffic light and somebody gives you a clap on the back. It gives you a good buzz to do that.
So that's Aidan Collins there. Finally, Evelyn, you met up with another charity using motorbikes to help. Introduce us to Mervyn Colton.
Yeah, this is a great story, Sean. Mervyn is a motorbiking enthusiast who works in a family company making kitchens. And he came across the open source volunteers effort, and there's been a bit of talk about this as well. There's kind of engineers and people are coming together to develop emergency PPE kit options. Now, he was getting in touch initially to offer the use of their heavy machine equipment, and they will use that in time. But he saw that while the hospitals were running out of that all-important PPE gear, there were lots of people around the country who maybe had small amounts to donate. So there was no way of getting that sort of individual donations to the site. So he contacted his friends in the motorbiking community, and there are now hundreds of bikers, Sean, collecting and delivering PPE all over the country. And if you want to find out more, people can visit their site here, covidcommunityresponse.ie. But here Merv roared up on his motorbike for me, and he told me more about this fascinating work in a little more detail.
The background to all this, it actually came from where I work. We've got some big industrial machines, a bit in a kitchen factory, and I got involved with the OSV project, the open source ventilators. People are trying to make ventilators to cover the emergency supply deficit that's out there at the moment. So I got involved in the project to offer the company's machines. They're not ready for them yet. They're working hard, but they're not ready for them yet. And I got involved in the emergency supply end. So that's getting PPE out to hospitals, and we were just plugging a gap to try and get what's needed from wherever it is, from very kind donors all over the country to where it's needed. We're getting loads of gloves from people. We're getting masks, aprons, overshoes, all kinds of things that people are coming up with. Whatever they have, we move it. We're not just bikers. It's a biker community, but a lot of the guys have cars and vans. So whatever required moving, we moved it. What I suppose we're doing is we're just doing it quickly. That's the big thing.
Tell me about your biker community.
There was a plea from a doctor in James's hospital. I'm a member of a group called the Irish Photo Rally. We're a bunch of motorcyclists that like to go around photographing specific places around the country. We just do it for the crack. There's over 800 people as part of that group on Facebook. And I put two and two together and I said, well, we've all these donors all over the country. We've all these little parcels, because a lot of people only have a little bit to donate. Motorcycles can carry them easily. I've taken over their forum. It's the only thing it's used for now is this communication. And I just started putting up calls. Hey, guys, I need a volunteer to bring 9 boxes of gloves from Blarney to James, and I need it now. And pretty much whenever I put out a call like that, the gloves are moved, deposited within 3 hours, 4 hours, from anywhere to anywhere.
It's an amazing movement.
It is. Bikers all have families too. We all have elderly parents, and we're all terrified by what's happening. The real heroes in all this aren't the bikers. It's not any of us. The real heroes are the frontline medical staff. We're just doing our bit to try and stand in behind them and just help them resupply. So what we're doing is just helping them out as best we can.
And that's Mervyn Colton there. Evelyn, thanks for that report. Got a rush. In news headlines, RT News has learned that a nursing home resident who died last night had been tested for coronavirus 9 days ago, but the results had not yet come through. And the death toll in Spain has now risen above 9,000 with 864 fatalities overnight. That's our lot for today. Thank you for listening. The programme produced by Alistair McConnell, research Niamh Lyons, broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins on sound, Pádraig Kearney, over to Ronan.